Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf. Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin, with me Kusu Chuang. And on the line we have Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist with the US Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management.
Joe, thanks for joining us. We've seen two quarters of economic growth prints in the last in America, but I think the last GDP print of 2.6%. But the dollar continues to be on the wane against the major currencies. What's your take on why this is the case?
Well, I think it's related to the fact that there's concerns about Washington and what's happening there and not happening there. Also, the Fed being a little more dovish than people expected. You know, people expected the Fed a little more hawkish at this point in the cycle. But, you know, the weaker dollar, it's a concern, really not so much for U.S. as for others, because it's going to help large cap earnings exceed expectations, not only in Q2, but also Q3. So this is a nice tailwind for the markets.
As you mentioned, Joe, in terms of the U.S. government and the presidential fatigue, fiasco after fiasco, now Scaramucci's dismissal, what's the market's reaction, or is it just some kind of fatigue setting in?
Well, I would say it's just taking it in stride. I mean, you expect the unexpected from Washington at this point. The bigger issue is, and the concern of the markets is, you know, good earnings growth, good revenue, top-line growth, synchronized global expansion, U.S. economy, you know, 2.6 isn't all, it's not great, but it's better than what we had. So the markets are focused more on the fundamentals and not Washington for now. But so, you know, anything, I think at this point, 6 months in, nothing really surprises investors when it comes to what's happening or not happening in Washington.
Okay, and in terms of the Federal Reserve's balance sheet normalization, there is some expectation that the market might take it adversely. What's your sense of that?
Well, my sense is, you know, if you go back to 2013 when Ben Bernanke started talking about tapering, you know, QE3, there was a taper tantrum. This could be similar to that. We'll see how it plays out, how quickly, how disruptive it could be in the markets. But this is something the Fed will have to do at some point. Maybe Janet Yellen, you know, gets it started but doesn't finish it. That could be an issue. But so this reminds me a lot of the taper tantrum we saw in 2013. You have a lot of asset sell-off, risk assets took a dive here. But I think it's going to be very orderly. You know, it's Yellen said, like watching paint dry. So I don't think it's going to be hugely disruptive or too tightening to the point where it causes any type of recession or earnings downturn.
Well, $4.5 trillion of balance sheet normalization is still $4.5 trillion of balance sheet normalization. Joe, what kind of time frame, what kind of procedures do you think people at Janet Yellen might institute to implement that?
Well, it's going to be done very slowly over a matter of years, no doubt about it. And then, you know, after the U.S., you've got Europe and you've got Japan, you know, to work through as well and walk through. But nevertheless, I think the fact that we're talking about it is a good sign because it has to happen at some point. So I think the Fed is trying to, maybe they're being a little too aggressive in terms of the time frame, but they're preparing the markets for what's coming next. And maybe what's coming next is in 2018 or 19, or maybe it's delayed. We'll see. But I think it's good and healthy to have the conversation as opposed to, you know, keep ballooning the balance sheet. We're talking about reducing it. So that's a positive. How it all plays out, great question. We'll see as that unfolds.
Okay, well, 2.6% of GDP prints is still what it is. Do you think the Federal Reserve might find it within themselves to implement more than the one expected rate hike later this year?
I don't think so. Not without a significant bump up in wage growth in the next couple unemployment or the employment reports. We'll see. I mean, inflation remains very well under control. So I don't think the Fed's going to get hyper aggressive here. Even, you know, one Fed hike in December, some the markets, a lot of people aren't even believing that. I'd like to see that happen off the back of good growth, a pickup in year-over-year inflation. So I think I'd be quite happy if we got that December. And then when we look into 2018, the market's pricing in three more rate hikes. So this is a nice normalization path. I know there's a balance sheet to deal with as well. But, you know, normalization of interest rates is very important to the stability of the global economy.
Well, as you mentioned, it's all in the data. And I think Friday, America reports non-farm payrolls and wage growth data also expected. What are your expectations on those fronts?
Well, yeah, you never call me on month-to-month numbers, but I think it's going to be a robust number in line with the economy growing by 2.6% annualized. Every client I speak to is a business owner is looking for workers. They're paying more. There's a mismatch in the labor market given the fact that we need the workers, but they don't have the right training. So I think you're going to see a continuation of the tightening of the labor market. The key is, where's inflation? I mean, that's the key issue. Where's the wage growth? And I think that's the missing variable. It keeps the Fed, not as aggressive as you would think otherwise. But I think it's going to be a good report in line with the acceleration in global and U.S. growth.
I guess lastly, Joe, a quick view from you on the dollar versus the main currencies. I think 85 euros, 85 cents to the dollar, 75 cents to the dollar. I mean, you know, not looking pretty. Do you think there is room for the dollar to rebound for the rest of the year?
The dollar, as I said, this is a tailwind. I mean, the Dow and the S&P, any big corporation is kind of loving life in the sense it's a sweet spot. You got global growth accelerating, and you got the price effect with the dollar in your favor. So I don't expect any much further weakness here. I mean, the euro dollar is 118. I don't see 120. Maybe if it touches it, it'll pull back. I think that's kind of a resistance level. And then further weakness against some of these currencies. But I think the dollar down move is almost behind us. Well, we'll see. It could go. It's going to work a little bit further on the downside here. But I wouldn't be placing too long of bets against the dollar here, given the down move that we've seen.
All right, Joe, thanks so much for your time. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist for the U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management.
Your quick take, Chuang, on the most important points that Joe brought up there.
Well, 2.6% for Q2 GDP for America, which is the world's largest economy by most measures, not all, is still 2.6%. So it seems as if, from a headline perspective, it's quite strong. I mean, you know, when I saw that print, I thought back to Malaysia and Q2 GDP. We've been reporting pretty strong numbers, but there's this huge disconnect between what the GDP and the headline numbers signify and what actually is felt on the ground in terms of sentiment and business sentiment.
See, one of the things that, and you talked about the disconnect in Malaysia, Joe. Chuang.
But Joe, I'm not Joe Quinlan, man. I wish I was. I'm not.
But Joe mentioned a very interesting thing that basically the labor market on the ground is tight. There is a mismatch of skill sets, of course, and people are trying to hire people and they can't get the right talent. So, however, interestingly enough, it's also the fact that there's no wage growth. So we have the same problems as in Malaysia, where basically wages are
stagnation.
Flat.
Yeah.
Wage suppression, some people call it.
That's right.
We'll be back with more after this at BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.